Welcome back to Hero Talk with Talix and Trev.
I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev. And today we are going to be doing the Ninja Turtle movie, number one.
Well, not number one, but the 2014 version.
Oh.
Yep. All right, do you have a joke?
Well, no, but I noticed something funny.
What's funny did you notice?
That little shock thingy that they kept shooting or throwing at Leo and all the other turtles, when they got him on the shell at one point, and it was shocking them. And in the song, it said you were about to get shell shocked. I think that was meant before that scene. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, it sounds like a shell shock. They got shocked through their shell.
Yes.
It was kind of funny. I didn't even think about that. Okay, so I have a joke. So how do you know that Leonardo opened up a car wash?
I don't know.
Because you get a turtle wax. Okay, so do you have an impression you want to do?
Yes.
All right, go with it.
Out of 107, this is the one I picked. Batter up!
Who's that?
Donnie.
Oh.
Out of 107.
Well, it was kind of was a lot of different ones. They was kind of funny. Now it's time to talk about our MVPs for the day. So who do you have as MVP?
Something stack. Sack, stacky, stack.
Sacks.
Yeah.
Why do you have sacks as your MVP?
Because he was sort of like an undercover villain,
uh-huh.
But was also a hero.
In what way?
He just made it feel like he was a hero, which made everyone think he was a hero. So at that point, he was pretty much a hero. And no one had any proof or anyone alive that wouldn't make everybody go crazy had any proof about it. So, at the time, he was a hero. But then the villain decided to think, and if it wasn't for him tricking them with the card that he gave April and everything, I'm not sure that big fight wouldn't have really happened.
So, you're saying that he kind of stopped everything? It's like, but basically, by making them get abducted, he was able to kind of get them to be there to stop everything. So had he not, you know, brought that about, he still would have did the bad stuff. It's just the turtles wouldn't have known where to go.
Yeah, which would have meant something really bad was gonna happen.
Okay.
But at the same time, that he'd end out a hero if his plan has succeeded. I mean, because remember what he said he was going to do? He had the antidote for the cure. Sort of like something that a villain would do. Cause a problem and sort of blame it on his teammate and then fix it. But without them knowing that it was him who did it.
So basically, if it wouldn't have been for the turtle showing up, he would have been the MVP because he would have set it up and made himself the hero in the situation.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, he's still the villain, but I can definitely see your logic in that.
Most likely dead.
And so, my MVP is Master Splinter, because even though he ended up losing the fight against Shredder, he still put up a great fight in the when they were down in the lair and everything like that. And I think that he was very good at, and if it wasn't for Splinter, then we wouldn't have the Ninja Turtles, because he taught them ninjutsu after learning ninjutsu himself.
Well, I mean, that's good. and stuff. But he didn't really do much, but said until Hashi dodge stuff, learn stuff that he didn't, had no idea what was, then taught it.
Yeah, but he did a good job of being a teacher.
And then pretty much almost died.
And he was doing a good job of being a teacher, though. If it wasn't for him being a teacher, none of them would have known how to do any of this stuff. And so they definitely would have been eliminated. Right?
Bug could save the world.
Yeah, but like they wouldn't have been able to use it. But, like, the reason that Buck worked was because they had the ninja skills to be able to turn it into a fighting style. And had you not taught them the fighting style, then they wouldn't have been able to use it to do anything good.
That's a good...
Otherwise, it's just playing leapfrog.
Yes. And jumping and saying, wah! And just slapping the dude.
Yeah, and slapping, yeah, slapping the guy ain't gonna help when he's the shredder.
That just sounded funny. I like that.
All right, do you have an MVL for this movie?
Yes.
Who?
Karate.
You mean Karai?
Whatever her name is.
And why is she the MVL?
Cause she showed up and then wanted to retreat. And she came back in, got her butt whooped, went back out, and before that, she proved her team was weak. But anyway, and then showed up and pretty much killed the dude that was working with her. I don't know if she deserves a spot.
I would say my MVL has to be Sax. Because what? He came in, he tried to play the little hero role and try to be cool and everything.
And
all the
he
time,
saved the world.
He did not save the world. You can't save the world from the thing that you created to destroy the world. That's
that you have a cure for that you're going to fix.
Yeah, and you're using that to manipulate people. You're using the cure that you have to fix the problem that you created. That's A, endangering people's lives, hurting people, and then monopolizing the situation on the back end of it.
Yay,
that
Monopoly.
That's being bad. And so, therefore, you're being a loser. You have a great partner like April's mom. I mean, not April's mom, but April's dad in the situation. And then when he comes to figure out that you're trying to do all this stuff for negative purposes, he tried to shut the situation down. But you were trying to be greedy and then killed him. And so it's just like you're being a villain through and through with just zero redeemable qualities.
Okay, wait a minute. Does monopolize mean they're utilizing monopoly?
No. Monopolize means that you have complete control over something. So if I were to say, okay, I've got some cookies or whatever, right? And I'm the only person in the house that has cookies. I got the monopoly on the cookies because the only way you can get the cookies is through me. Now, the way that things are supposed to go in a fair market is most people are supposed to have different access to different cookies. And so you will have some, Baylor will have some, and everybody will have some.
Or Queen Bey.
And so in those situations, like, you want to be able to go to different things, but he wanted to create a monopoly so he could get rich off of it because he could control how much he wanted to charge for it.
Which makes no sense. I mean, he's already rich.
But he wants to be even richer. I mean, yeah, you can be rich. You can be a millionaire, but there are people that are billionaires. Or he might want to try to be a trillionaire. It's like, that's how his mindset worked.
So he was like, I want to be rich. Yeah. Stupid rich.
That's pretty much what it was. He wanted to be so rich that he didn't even have to worry about anything. That he could buy whatever he wanted to. It's like, if he wanted to buy an island, yeah, let me go buy an island. It doesn't matter. That's how rich he wanted to be. Hmm. All right, so it's time for our favorite settings. Which one is yours?
My favorite setting was the little sewer pipes. I don't know. Yeah, the sewer pipes where everyone was just trying to get into the dojo before Master Splinter or something like that. And
Oh, it was like when they was kind of like going through the pipes and like flipping and rolling and all that stuff.
Yeah, and they were about to enter the thing.
Into like their lair.
Yes, and then Mikey just farted.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool setting. My favorite setting was like a similar setting to yours. Well, not similar as in like place, but similar as in the kind of motion that was being used. When they were coming down the mountain, on the ice, and they were kind of like snowboarding on the shells and stuff like that. Like that was a pretty cool setting with like all the cars and the trucks and all that stuff flipping over and all that stuff. I thought that was a pretty cool setting. It was just kind of like to see it all just kind of float down and kind of use some of the same skills that they used earlier in that situation when they were in the pipes.
If I haven't seen that movie, I would have thought differently. Well, they took their shells off. Snowboarded on them.
Oh, yeah, they didn't snowboard. They just, like, sliding on their backs, rather. All right.
Now it is time to talk about our favorite costume. Talix, what is your favorite costume?
My favorite costume is the Shredder. Easy. The silver chrome with the gold inlays outline samurai outfit with the flying blades, and it reverses back to him with the magnetic pulse. That was sweet. It was perfect and it was awesome. And I think they did a good job of like bringing the classic Shredder look into what you would think the new century stuff would look like. And so I thought it was an awesome suit for him to have.
Well, mine was Raphael 5.
What is Raphael 5?
So Raphael is just the big dude and everything, right? 2, he's sort of busted up and everything. 3 is sort of weird. And 4, yeah, like that. And then 5. 5 was where he had Leonardo's stuff and Donnie's and
Michelangelo's.
Oh,
so you're saying awesome. when he was kind of like when he had went and gotten all their weapons and kind of put them all on at the same time, that was the coolest one to you?
Yeah, like the little turtles and the baby stuff.
Okay.
And then the kid and then the grown ups without the mask. And so that would be 6, yeah.
Okay, so you're just saying, like, full-grown Raphael with all the weapons on him was yours?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Now, after our favorite costume, we're going to go into our least favorite costumes. Now, my least favorite costume was April's boss. I don't know what her name was.
Yeah, I forgot what her name was, too. But we know what you're talking about. Keep going.
It was like doctor-ish and stuff. I just didn't like the outfit that much. But the one good thing about it, that it blended into her attitude.
And what way do you say that?
It just looked the way that she acted.
Which was what?
Mean, didn't believe. Disgusted.
Okay. I guess I can see what you're saying.
Petrified.
So I would say my least favorite costume is April O'Neil.
Thinking that, but I didn't want to offend anybody.
It's okay. It's our opinions on the podcast or whatever. I mean, look, classic April O'Neil has the yellow jumpsuit. Now, of course, it's hard to pull off a yellow jumpsuit, especially in, you know, newer times or whatever. But at the very same time, I'm like, the jacket, it just didn't do it for me. It just didn't do it for me. I just didn't like the yellow jacket that much or whatever. So, like, my least favorite costume is that. All right, so let's talk about our favorite scenes. So, Trev, what is your favorite scene?
My favorite scene was where everyone was just falling, and then I can't remember if it was Donnie or Mikey, and they're like, "Raph, are you crying?" He's like, "No, it's just Dusty."
No, okay. So he kind of like talked about how he liked them as brothers and everything like that. So
yes, just... and then he was like, "No, it's just Dusty."
Okay, that was a pretty good scene. My favorite scene was, I guess we just going to swing back around to Shredder, which is the Shredder versus Splinter fight, and which it was awesome because both of them were really good at martial arts, and you were able to see both of them put martial arts on display.
It sucked.
And the Shredder was able to do all kinds of different moves or whatever, but Splinter was actually better than him, and I would say that had it not been for Shredder having his little, you know, mech suit, then Splinter would have won. Yeah. Easily.
That's why the whole thing sucked.
How does it suck?
Because he's cheating, and then he... Splinter gets his butt whooped.
Yeah, Splinter gets his butt whooped because he's fighting against Shredder. And Shredder's already a master martial artist. And so you got to see two master martial artists go at it.
He got things sharper than knives everywhere.
Yeah.
That's not fair. And then, just out of nowhere, they come from behind you. You do not expect that that will not do something. I mean, he has big pointy rat ears. And they were stuck in the wall. So that's... If it wasn't for that...
What?
Not even the mutagen would have worked.
Yeah, not even the mutagen would have worked. But that's just what I'm saying. That's why it was an awesome scene. Because of all those different things going on. Because you got to see Splinter do all these different things and fight back and forth and do all the dodge, all the different blades going back and forth that Shredder was both throwing out and retrieving and everything. That's what made it awesome. All right, so we're going to add a new section into the show now. This section is called It Couldn't Be Me. Now, what happens in this section is we pick one character in the movie that we see, and we just say, you know what, that guy, I would not be that guy. So I'll give an example. Okay. So for me, the person that couldn't be me was the guys that were driving down the hill chasing the turtles in their trucks. There's no way you can go pay me some money to drive down a hill that's about to go off a cliff on a mountain that I could probably hit a truck and crash into. That couldn't be me.
Yeah. Ooh, that couldn't be me. I thought it was the opposite, so I was going to say Raph. But who couldn't be me would I say... I forgot his name. The dude who had the car that blew up as soon as he got it.
I'm forgetting his name too. Vernon, I think.
Vernon?
I don't know. But keep going. Just keep. Wait, we know who you're talking about.
Yep. And.
Why not?
Oh, why not? He couldn't be me because I don't have enough money to buy a car. I want to spend that money on a very nice car because I knew my friends are very irresponsible and probably have a rocket launcher somewhere.
Yeah, that couldn't be me either. All right, so now it's time for debate this. And I think that this, for this particular show, I think that this is a very interesting topic that we can kind of go into, and I think that everybody has their various opinions on it, but our debate for today is, who is the best turtle?
I have it.
Who is?
Raph!
Okay. Okay. Why?
I did not think you were going to ask that question.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it Raph is cool, and if he wasn't so, I mean, if he was scared, then he probably wouldn't have saved everyone, and that would mean Zax, Stakes, whatever his name is, his plan would have succeeded, and most of the time, the antidotes don't work, and bye-bye, New York.
Okay. Your favorite turtle is the worst turtle.
I like Raph. He's cool.
Raph is the worst turtle. The best turtle is Leonardo, hands down, because number one, he is the leader, level-headed, cool weapons, best color.
And that was the one thing I didn't look at. And my favorite color is blue.
Yeah, favorite color is blue. That's because Leonardo's the best turtle. And then if we're talking about it, look at Raphael. He's impulsive. He's hot-headed. He's always talking about, I'm going to go off and do my own thing.
That's why I like him.
I'm
going
to run away. I'm tired of listening to you. Come on, man. Stop complaining. Y'all are a team, and you know the team has dynamics and everything like that. You always want to push back for no reason whatsoever.
If it wasn't for him, then he wouldn't have gone cuckoo on the shredder. And he was like, I'm not gonna hold this thing up no more because I'm pretty much know that I'm probably gonna get crushed and we will not succeed.
But if anything happens, it always comes down on the leader to make sure that they make the proper decision in the proper time to make sure that everybody gets out. Not
he
just thinking about himself.
Donnie's calculations. 0.003%. And guess what? They failed.
They didn't fail.
They failed holding it up.
There was no way that it was ever going to be held up. It was already a foregone conclusion that it would be held up. But
and
depending
that's why
on
Leo
the time,
did it, because he's dumb.
No, because you hold it up, because at that time the thing was leaking. And if you let it go while it's leaking, it's going to explode. And if it explodes, it's going to contaminate 10 kilometers worth of people. And the people who had the antidote already had been destroyed. So if you let Raphael run off and let go of stuff just because he thinks that he can get away with stuff, then it's going to mess up for everybody. And everybody's going to die. That is why you need to listen to Leo, to listen to Mikey and Raph, to put the plan together to make sure that everybody gets out safe.
You just said Raph.
Yes, he works together with everybody and not by himself.
But at the time, it was a half and half. If it wasn't, it was Leo or Mikey, it was one of them versus the other two. And if it wasn't for Raph making that decision, then let's just say the Splinter would have not been beaten.
If it wasn't for Raph agreeing to listen to Leonardo's decision on how to lead, then everything would have fallen apart.
He could have easily said no. And but I just feel
died.
Like he wanted to bring his childhood back.
Yeah, by
his
listening.
Bug, bug.
By listening and going through with Leonardo's plan.
Sure, sure. Whatever.
And had he not gone through, everybody would be dead. All right, time for super upgrades. What would you have done to change? I'll tell you mine because it's real quick. I would have made April O'Neil have a yellow jumpsuit or jumpsuit type of outfit to wear. Or even if it was just like some yellow sweats or something like that. Something cool, stylish that she could kind of pull off that would be modern, not the yellow jacket. That's it for me.
Okay, mine is kind of simple too. The Shredder's daughter, I just want her to have, like, the tight hair back, not the ponytail and everything. I just wanted that little snakeish vibe.
Okay, I can kind of see that. All right, time to rate it or hate it. out of between 0 to 5 turtle shells, what do you give this movie?
I give it a... I give it a 4.
I give it 3 turtle shells. I think it was an okay movie, but I don't think it was like the best movie ever. I think it was fun to watch, but I don't think it was the most fun movie ever. So I give it 3 turtle shells out of 5.
Well, I give it a 4 because I mean, maybe that other turtle, Venus, she may be in the next movie.
Yeah, we'll find out, won't we? Mm-hmm. We're definitely going to find out with that one. All right, so let's talk about some fun facts. What do you got for us?
Well, it's sort of like a fun fact and it's sort of a theory. I noticed that it was centered around DC. I mean, a group of superheroes who wanted to protect their city and different parts of it. Yeah, he could have done more than to the city. So, just saying. And that goes to the Justice League. And then they had to talk about Batman and Superman. And then the giant gas toxin thing on the city. That just reminds me of sort of something like Scarecrow.
Like the fear toxin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I can kind of see that. Now, the fun facts that I got, well, it's a lot of them. My number one fun fact was the reference to Usagi, which is a rabbit that is basically a samurai that shows up in the other Ninja Turtle products and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think that was interesting because Sack said at first we were going to use rabbits, and so they would have had rabbits instead of turtles. And so that was a cool nod to that. Also, another fun fact about this movie is that the movie went into reshoots because originally they were going to have Sax end up being the Shredder, which is why he had the Shredder suit, and instead of being the old school Shredder. But people kind of heard about that as they were developing the movie, and then they kind of wrote the script a little bit differently, and which I think is a better idea because I didn't think that Sax should have been the Shredder. I'm sorry, he couldn't. It just didn't play right for me.
If he pulled that off, then goodbye, Bruno Mars.
I have no idea what that means.
You will.
Anywho, so I don't think that would have been, I think that was the proper idea in that. And speaking of talking about the DC universe and stuff like that, there are actually times in which the Ninja Turtles and Batman do cross over. While they're in different universes, but I believe the Ninja Turtles are done by Image Comics instead of DC Comics, but they sometimes do cross over and kind of have sprees to where they go fight crime together. So that's pretty cool idea that you pointed out.
So now we are going to be talking about the news that we have. We do have t-shirts and other merch, or maybe just t-shirts.
No, we got t-shirts, and you can get pillows, cups, mugs, binders, cell phone cases, all that stuff. You just go to our merch store.
Yep, and
we just put out a new t-shirt. It's a blue one, like a blue and a yellow one. It's pretty awesome. You should probably definitely check that out.
No stuff. And we also will be getting an Aquaman trailer in. Also, probably Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. And like we said, we're gonna like do it like if it was 1-4-3-hour movie.
No, we're probably about like 4 to 5 hour movies because those Harry Potter movies are kind of long.
Yeah.
Okay. So you getting ready to wrap this up?
Sure. Yuppie.
Okay, this has been Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
Because when there is a hero,
we talk. Dun, 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 dun.